Today, we as a nation pause to give thanks to God for the abundant blessings that God in his great goodness has bestowed upon our country and upon its citizens. It is a grateful tradition that people of many faiths have honored since even before the country's founding and its first Thanksgiving. In 1777, the Congress of the United States issued a Thanksgiving proclamation stating that it was the indispensable duty of all mankind to offer both praise and supplication to God, our Creator and Lord. And so George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin Roosevelt all sought to establish a day of thanksgiving for the good of our life as a nation. We Americans have truly been blessed, and so we give special thanks to God for this great land of abundance, prosperity, opportunity, and hope. Never taking for granted those things that make us great and a blessed people and nation. One nation under God, belief in democracy, the rule of law, and God-given rights and freedoms. Throughout history, many have sacrificed to preserve our freedom and to defend peace around the world. Today, the brave men and women of our military continue this noble tradition. Truly, these heroes and their loved ones are the gratitude of our nation. On this Thanksgiving Day, families and friends will pause from their many activities to come together around the dinner table. But first, on this Thanksgiving Day, we, as God's family, gather around God's table to give thanks to Almighty God for all our many blessings and for the freedoms that we enjoy this day, always mindful of the faith and spiritual values that have made our nation great, and that alone can keep us great and mindful of this less fortunate. So, my brothers and sisters, with joy and gratitude in our hearts, let us give thanks to Almighty God, because it is right and just. May God continue to watch over and bless our nation, our families, our parish. And may all of you enjoy the many blessings of this day as you gather with family and friends, with ever grateful and thankful hearts for the gifts of faith, family, and friendship. May God's blessings be with this day. And joining with Deacon Paul Fye, we wish you a most blessed Thanksgiving.